listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
To raise your vibration. I am your host, Davey Crockett. What up, guys?
What up, David?
And my co-host, J Money Pyro, JMP, the original Josh Morgan. What's going
up,
on,
Los
brother?
Angeles? How you doing tonight?
Hey, guys, this is the best place to be right now. As you know, this is our station where we broadcast from space.
Space.
We are in currently our space station, orbiting around the planet Zenoth, that is actually in the Andromeda Galaxy, like 750 billion light years away. That's where we are right now. We're just chilling, and actually this broadcast that you're listening to, we say it's live, but it actually was recorded 750 billion years ago.
Billion with a B.
Right, but today is a beautiful, beautiful Sunday. In sunny, sunny space. It's the Sherman Oaks of space. Today, guys, we have a wonderful show lined up for you. We're going to be hitting a few things that really we feel could affect the world in a very positive way if people started to catch on. What Josh and I, we'll just kick it off and be pretty blunt about it, if I may. Josh and I thought that we wanted to do something. One day, Josh was over at the house, and I was just like, Josh, listen, man, I feel caught. And listeners, if you want to call in, and you want to email even live on the show, you can do so. Tell me what you think about this. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Blah, blah, blah. Well, the number is 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air. That's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. So, I came up to Josh the other day. I'm like, listen, man, I'm so sick and tired of going to work and coming home. Going to work and coming home. You know, getting in this pattern. And I'm like, you know, I enjoy what I do. It's fun. It's cool. I'm ready to move on. I want to do something else. I want to start a career. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm telling Josh, like, listen, man, like, I want to start doing something with my life. I'm 20 years old right now. By the time I'm 22, 23, I want to have put a good 2.5, 3 years into something that I can say I've started, right? And the only other person that I would ever want to start something like this with would be none other than Josh.
Oh, you are so kind, David.
Well, it's true. That's why I approached you, and you approached me. It just works out perfectly.
Yeah,
so,
we connected like two puzzle pieces.
It's true. Two puzzle pieces. Two puzzle pieces in a pine cone of plastic.
Pine cone of plastic. I haven't heard that before.
In a plastic pine cone. So I'm just doing alliteration. The plastic,
right on, yeah.
Plastic pine cone picking poppy seeds. I don't know.
Yeah.
pooping pirates on parrots. Plucks. Just playing, guys. The bathroom is that way. So what Josh and I were thinking about we're not thinking about doing. We're doing it.
We're doing it as we speak.
So what it is basically, I approached Josh and I was like, listen, man, I feel like everybody, like so many people in this world, especially the world that we live in today with all the stress, all the pressure, you know, the economy and blah, blah, blah. You know, I was like, listen, man, people need to know, people need to learn that they can do and they can be supported by what they love to do. It's just society's conditioning, you know, that says like, oh, you necessarily can't make money at doing what you want to do. Because you can't do that, because that doesn't make sense. Well, where's the money in that? Blah, 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 blah.
Who wants a boss, David?
There you go.
No one wants a boss.
Nobody wants a boss.
You want to create your own work, so that's, you're your own boss.
Well, that's where Josh and I come in.
Haha.
Right? So what we're going to be talking about today is the philosophy behind JD.
The JD
Revolution.
Revolution.
That's what we're calling it. It's the JD Revolution, and it's not the letter J, letter D. It's actually J-A-Y-D-E-E.
J-D.
So it's J-D. As if he's a friend of yours. J-D.
Hey, J-D.
Hey, J, what's up, D? It could be two people. It could be J-D. J and D. Or it could be J-D, and his last name could be Revolution. Maybe even first name J, middle name D, last name...
I think they get it, David.
So the point... The point is, what we're trying to do is we're starting this revolution. You can call it whatever you want. I mean, we're calling
a movement,
it
maybe.
A movement.
Yeah,
we're
JD.
Calling it a revolution. So basically what it is, okay, how to access true creativity in each individual by unclouding consciousness and spreading that creativity.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you wanna say that one more time, Josh, and like get it so the people understand? Because I'm just so passionate. If people were to really understand and conceptualize what we're trying to do here, I'm sure that every single person would catch on and follow and love it and be a part of it and want to be a part of it. So
yes.
Josh, kick that off one more time.
I'm gonna kick it
Tell
off.
Tell the
one
listeners
more time.
What we're doing. All right.
All right. This is what. We're selling to the people.
But we're not selling
a
damn thing.
Not selling, but we're trying to promote it.
Yes,
how about that?
Exactly.
How about that?
Exactly.
Right. We want to teach people how to access true creativity.
Right.
And each individual, by accessing their consciousness and spreading that creativity.
Exactly. By tapping in behind all the cloudiness, behind all the phased, all the screens,
yes.
all these walls that we put up as individuals and human beings to make us more comfortable in the world that we live. What we're trying to do is take those walls down.
Yes. We
and
are.
When you take, but okay, it's a science. This is an equation. Check this out, guys. What we're doing is we're breaking down these walls from people in people by showing them examples of other people throughout the world, throughout our community, that support themselves through doing what they love. And we're in the process of making a professional, it's about a 10-minute video.
Yeah.
And so thank you to JM Productions.
Oh, JM.
There you go. JM Media. Yeah. Josh Morgan Media. Check him out. Also, you can definitely check his... Josh actually is the... he is a self-employed contractor. He has his own media business. So if you guys are...
Oh, yeah. I'm a videographer, so I shoot weddings, parties, all that corporate events, all that cool stuff. So if you want to check out some of my work on YouTube...
Check it out, guys.
Just search JM Media Company, and I'll pop right up.
JM... That's JM. media company. No, media. Check him out, guys. He's a wonderful videographer. One of literally one of the best videographers.
It's true.
If you guys check out his stuff, you'll really see this skill that this guy has. It's insane. But besides the point, so we're making this video, and what the whole point about it is we're taking people that we know, we're getting in contact with, you know, what you could call, like, famous people. You know, people that, Josh has the hookups. No. But what we're doing is we're getting in contact with some well-known R&B artists, some well-known techno, kind of like house music artists. Yeah. That are very successful. These are people that are making, you know, a lot of money simply doing what they love, going on tour, playing shows, and then getting paid, right?
Yeah.
So these are, you know, we're going to take people like that. We're also going to take some well-known artists that you know, if you will, you'll be able to check out some of their work and see how they are supporting themselves and following their highest excitement all in one. So what the whole idea is to show people that anytime you feel this excitement, this rush, this fire in your soul, it's like it's in you. It's like you feel it jumble. You like get excited for something. Don't shut it down. Just react on it. And what the whole JD Revolution is about is showing people, right? Strictly, it's showing people that they can live the life of their dreams. They can live this life that they only think is available in a fantasy. Because it's not. This life is available right here, right now. Josh, would you like to read us the mission statement?
The mission statement, ladies and gentlemen.
So this is JD Revolution. This is the mission statement. This is the heart of what we're doing. Once again, you can email us, call us, 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. Email us, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Tell us what you think of our mission statement. Josh.
David, I was wondering if I could read this in a British accent.
Sure, of course. Please do.
The JD movement empowers a revolutionary state of being inspired by creative minds, influencing a community to share new ways of perceiving the world through film, music, art, and poetry.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
That was great.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Thank you so much. I thought it would be more impactful.
Right.
If I read it.
If you read it in a British accent.
In a British accent.
I think it was a little. I think it hit a little bit harder. Just a little bit harder. So yeah, guys. Pretty much what it is the JD movement empowers, once again, a revolutionary. Now listen to the words. Listen to the vocabulary.
The wording, yes. Right?
Empowers a revolutionary state of being. So what we're doing is we're showing you, we're giving you examples and empowering you with a whole revolutionary state of being inspired by creative minds influencing our community to share new ways of perceiving the world through film, music, art, and poetry. Very simple.
Yes.
Right. People understand it. So, you guys, now that you understand what we're doing here, we're going to kick off a little bit of the who, what, why, where's, and how's. Mm. And the reason why we're doing this for you is because we feel like this revolution could be monumental, right? And we're not doing this for anything else other than we are excited to do this.
There's a key word. That I think runs everything.
Oh, let's hear it.
It starts with P, ends with ashen.
Passion. Yeah.
Passion and desire, ladies and gentlemen. Take these two words into consideration because these two words are what are going to run your... These words are going to run your life. If you want to be creative, if you want to start something, these two words, passion and desire, that's what's going to bring your dreams to reality.
I love that. I really appreciate
that,
Josh.
Thank you so much,
David. It's true, man. Passion and desire. Absolutely. Now, that's perfect because it's ironic almost. We're starting this thing where, as we said, we're trying to show everybody, anybody that's interested, that they can be supported by their highest excitements. And basically, we're just trying to break down the walls for everyone, and we're trying to show them their true selves and what they were truly put here on this planet to do, is to be happy and to follow their excitements. So we help them do that. But it's ironic because in the process, we are doing the same thing, right?
Exactly.
We're no yogis. We're no, you know, I don't look like Deepak Chopra. So what I'm saying is we are definitely, I have to say, we are experiencing our own battle. And when I say battle, it's because this really is a battle. When you take upon the opportunity, check this out. When you take upon yourself the opportunity to make a change in your life.
Yeah.
And you pursue that change. That is most definitely a battle between what you once were into what you now choose to become. And what I say by a battle is you are battling your ego, right? Because when you put down the wall, think about this, guys. Listen, cool cats of the world, all right? Walls. Anytime you put up, and Josh, tell me what you think about this. Anytime you put up a wall. And when I say wall, you know, like you talk to someone and, you know, you could just tell that they're not really being their full self. You could tell they're not happy. A wall is anything that is holding you back from being your true highest self,
yeah.
Right? Because all a wall is, it's an excuse to protect your ego. Otherwise, what else would you have to protect? You don't need to protect your true self from anything because... your true self. There's nothing outside of your true self. There are no walls outside of your true self. There is only true self.
Yeah, don't try and bubble wrap your true self.
Your
yeah.
excitement.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Your true self, ladies and gentlemen, is what excites you. Your true self is what makes you laugh. Laughter, excitement, love, joy.
That.
Happiness, these are all expressions of your true self. These are all like little emotions, little like bursts of like true self. Why do you think when you're so, have you guys ever like listened to a song? It's just you. You're all alone, okay? Just you. And you've had like an interesting day, maybe. Maybe it was a hard day, or maybe it was a... You listen to this song and something in a song just grabs you. It just like pulls you. And then you start laughing. You listen to these lyrics and like you like start like laughing. And then this laughter almost like brings tears to your eyes. And like you're like, why am I laughing at this song? But like you're crying and you're laughing. But it's pure joy. It's pure excitement. It's pure momentness. If you guys have ever experienced that... That's that true self that I'm talking about. That's like this self-empowerment of joy and laughter and love and light. Damn. So.
Very empowering.
The whole point is to break down the walls. The only reason why we have walls is, which I believe, right? Everybody has their own perception, their own belief. But my belief is the only reason why we have walls is to protect that in ourselves that we cannot face.
And we here at the JD Revolution or Movement are trying to show people how we can take down these walls so that way your creativity, your passion, your desire just flows out of you like water in a stream.
Like water in a stream without no moss. What I'm saying,
exactly.
Dude. Yeah. Avatar, bro. Avatar?
Avatar.
Okay, Avatar. Everybody should watch that show, number one. Number two, do you remember that episode? Okay, the Avatar episode, right? Now, I don't really watch Avatar. I really don't. I'm more hypocritical right now than most times. But I really like don't watch the show. I have seen some episodes because some of my friends do. But there's this one episode, man, I gotta say, it was life-changing, all right? So there's this yogi guy, and this is what we're talking about, cats and dogs, woof, 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 and woof. Birds, and ants, and fire ants, and anteaters, and mermaids, hello. Dude, so, the whole point, there's this one episode of Avatar where the main guy, you know what I mean?
The guy with the arrow in his head.
No, not him. I'm sorry. Well, yeah, okay, him. It's the kid. It's the Avatar, the kid with the arrow on his head, and then his master, who's like teaching him how to tap into the Avatar, right? Yeah. And what the Avatar is, it's this like higher self. The Avatar is like this overall super empowering highest, like when you access the Avatar, shit, you're like the universe when you access the Avatar. You're like, rah! But you're like, it's like crazy, and it's like you like are like whatever. It's just imagine like yourself as like the super powerful angel man.
Yeah.
So that's accessing the Avatar. Well, to access the Avatar, you have to unlock all 7 chakras. Right?
Mm-hmm.
In Avatar. And I believe that has a parallel with the human experience as well. You know, to access your higher self, you do have to unlock and allow your 7 chakras to flow freely. So, in the process of him opening his chakras, his yogi master, the Avatar's yogi master, takes him through each chakra, right? Well, in the heart chakra, he talks about how they need to, how the energy in the heart chakra needs to flow, right? You need to let it flow. And the heart chakra represents love and appreciation, right? A heart chakra is love. So he was saying in the show, the Avatar has this, you know, the love interest, right? This female or whatever. Well, the female, he's saying he needs to feel comfortable with his love for this girl before he can unlock his heart chakra. Mm-hmm. And if he can't unlock his heart chakra, he can't become the Avatar. And then that ruins the whole plot. So he needs to unlock his heart chakra. But to do this, he needs to let his own walls and his insecurities about his love for this girl to let go. Right? So his yogi master takes him down to the stream. Okay, and there's water flowing down this stream, right? But there's a bunch of moss in this stream, and you can see the water's on a slant, right? And it's coming down these rocks, but there's a bunch of moss in it, and you can see that the water is being held back by the moss. Like, the water's trying to flow freely down this river, but the moss is not letting it. The moss is holding it back. So, wonderful analogy. He goes, the yogi master says to the Avatar, he's like, you just gotta move your moss.
Yeah.
You've gotta move your moss. So then he finds this big stick, the yogi master, and he moves the moss out of the way of the stream, takes it out of the stream and puts it on the side. Instantaneously, because of physics, of course, the water starts to flow freely down the stream.
The unclouded mind.
The unclouded consciousness. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about moving the moss. And this is another analogy that I just fucking love. I think this is so sick, so crazy. Okay, so think about this. If our bodies are made up of, what is it, like 80% water?
Mm-hmm.
75%, 85%?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay, the largest percentage of our bodies is made out of water. That is scientific, right? Like, yeah. if there's one element that makes our bodies, it's water. Okay, so here's the thing. If 75, we'll just use 75, okay? If 3/4 of our body is made up of water, if 3/4 of our body is water, right? Then we do build moss. Do you know what I mean? Like, if 75% of our bodies is water and we have all these clouded thoughts and these clouded feelings, those are tangible, man. You can feel them. You may not be able to actually see the thoughts leaving your head because they're traveling at the speed of light and they're like little rays of frequencies that are just bouncing every, you know what I mean? Like on an electromagnetic scale, obviously, like, you cannot see a thought with the naked eye, but a thought is a thought. The thought is very tangible.
Yeah.
Right? And what I mean by that is, for example, you think you're sad, you feel sad. That's tangible. You can feel yourself being sad. You get really happy, you feel yourself being really happy. That's tangible. Thoughts are tangible. So, I've gotten in so many arguments with people about that. Thoughts aren't tangible. Show me a thought. Okay, think you're sad. Feel the sadness. So I can't see it, so you fucking feel it.
Yeah, you feel it. Yeah. It comes naturally.
Right?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is the more negativity that we have, the less that 75% of water in our body can flow freely, yeah. Right? Because there's so much moss and because there's so much walls. Take it away.
Oh, thank you so much. So, like David said, the moss is a good analogy for saying that's the clouded mind.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. And here at the JD Revolution, we plan to get rid of this moss.
That's
but
what we're
how?
Doing.
How are we going to get rid of this moss?
See, that's my question.
Okay.
And that's what the listeners are like, okay, cool. We love the idea. It's awesome. But
right.
How are you going to do this? So please, okay. Josh, tell me, man. I'm wondering.
So this is what we plan to do. This 10-minute video, it's going to be like a short documentary that we're going to film.
It is.
Okay. We are going to be going around LA interviewing different people, musicians, artists, any creative person.
Any creative, yeah.
Any creative person.
Anybody that has followed their passion and been successful.
So what we're going to do, we're going to go behind the scenes of their life.
Yeah.
They're going to tell us what brought them to the point where they said, hey, I can't work at this boring job no more.
Right.
I want to pick up an instrument. I want to pick up a paintbrush, and I want to do something with my life.
Exactly.
I want to do something with my life. So what they did...
Do you feel that passion, people?
I feel that passion right now. I'm talking right now. My voice is getting louder and louder. I just feel it, bro.
I dig it.
I feel it.
I dig it.
So what we're going to do, we're going to film these people. We're going to interview them.
Right.
And they're going to tell us the secrets of how... It's not really a secret. It's just more of a...
An understanding.
Desire. Yeah. So we want to show people who haven't found their, you know, their passion, their desire yet, and we want to interview these people, and they're going to tell you themselves how they found this desire, this passion, this build up inside their body that was waiting to burst out.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
And the media today does not show that.
No, it doesn't.
And that's my biggest problem.
Yeah.
Many people are too busy watching like Jersey Shore and crap like this.
Absolutely.
What the hell, bro?
Absolutely.
You need to, you know, turn off the TV for a little bit. Think. What can I do with my life?
Right.
Can I be an astronaut? Can I? You have to take time. All
right.
You don't want to end up. No one wants to end up being a garbage man, right?
Right.
So
we were talking about that the other day.
Exactly. Yeah. So you want to take a sit down with yourself. Okay, close your eyes, take a couple deep breaths, you know, try a little bit of hypnosis.
Oh.
You know, and it just, it comes to you right away. For example, my brother, Jacob, he graduated from Santa Cruz with a bachelor's in business and psychology.
Wow.
Yeah, he double majored. And a couple years later, he came up with his own business, a social media business.
Okay.
And he is extremely successful. But wait a second. He told me, these are his exact words, Josh, I did not need that degree to start this business.
Right.
He went to school. He got a degree.
Right.
He didn't need that.
Right.
He started the business from his heart.
Right.
Okay? It came up from the bottom inside himself.
Right.
And it came out.
Totally.
It came out. He has a very successful business right now.
Wow.
Very successful. He travels the world. He, I believe he went to Lebanon and all this. He's a public speaker.
What?
Yeah. He shows companies how they can interact with their customers.
Wow.
Okay. Social media. That's what it is.
Wow.
And he's doing awesome right now.
That's amazing.
He's staying with me in my house right now. He lives in San Francisco, but he's here to visit for Labor Day weekend, and my birthday is coming up, so
woo!
Yeah. So I'm just trying to show people examples of how they can reach that desire and passion inside of themselves and bring it out,
right?
You know, and don't hold it to yourself, you know.
Right.
I think the point of having passion, bringing out desire, is to share with the world.
Exactly.
Share with the world.
Yeah.
Show people what it's like to have this inside of you and how to bring it out.
Yes.
The more people that we have like this in the world, the better the world will be.
Absolutely.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's what it's all about.
Hell yeah. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
And the beautiful part about this whole thing that I'm very passionate about this. Josh and I are both very passionate about this, as you guys can probably tell. We would really appreciate the support. Let us know what you think. If you want to be a part of it, if you are successful and you are pursuing what you love to do, let us know. We'd love to have you in the video for a moment. So,
exactly. And I'm sorry.
No, not at all. Please, bro.
I forgot to bring this up.
Yeah.
School is important, okay? When I said that my brother didn't need that degree, he didn't, but he did learn a lot from school, okay? He started his own business. So I'm not saying don't go to school and, you know, stay in your mother's basement and be in hypnosis all day. No.
Right.
Going to school can open up your eyes to new things.
And open up multiple doors.
Yeah, it opens up multiple doors.
School is an amazing thing.
School is an amazing thing. Don't think of it as an obligation. Think of it as a pathway with many doors, and you have a lot of keys on your keychain, and you just got to fit, you know, you come to a door, and you got to find that key to unlock that door.
Right.
Okay? And beyond that door lies your future.
There you go.
Boom.
Wow.
That's what it is.
Look at that, man. Big Josh. Big Josh over here. Wow. So, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I totally agree. We're not saying don't go to school and just, you know, oh, start your own business. I mean, if you can, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
that. You know, if that's your passion, then do that. You know, sometimes you just got to go to school, you know. I wish personally, I'm going to speak from my personal experiences, I wish that I have that passion and desire to want to go to school, to want to go to class. I'm going to school right now, but I just am thinking to myself, like, I don't want to be here. I could be doing so many things with these, like, hours that I'm here for, and you know, I just like, but I'm sure that in the end, I'm sure that, you know, once I have my degree and everything, that I'm going to, you know, be extremely happy with the outcome. I know that if I have my degree, that will most definitely open more doors for me than if I didn't.
Exactly.
So, Josh, I just wanted to touch on something that you said earlier about how when one person is what we're doing. Exactly. It is what we're doing. When you see one person in their excitement, in their passion, and being successful from that, and pursuing that, and following their highest excitements at every single possible moment that they can.
Yeah, yeah.
You, the individual, becomes inspired by that. You're almost like subconscious. Right? Now, here we go. We got mind, body, soul. Mind, body, soul. All three of these are one. They're all one in this vessel in which we experience. Our mind interacts with our body. Our body interacts with our mind. And our soul interacts with our hearts. And our hearts interact. And everything is just constantly in synchronization with each other. Right? So what I'm saying is when you see somebody in their passion, when you see somebody like, okay, have you know, like a musician when they're like playing the guitar or something, let's say, like, and they're just like, they're like, and they're like all like shaking their head and they're like all into it, and like you can see they're like, ah, and then they're like, you know, they're like singing or whatever, and like their eyes are closed and they're like, ah. And they're all like up and like they're like getting all super down, and like, you know, everybody in the room is silent because they're just fucking bombarded by how amazing this person is in their element. Like, this person, you know, that's performing is just doing their thing and in their excitement and in their joy. You look at that, you see that, and you feel that. And all of a sudden, your like subconscious mind almost like talks to like yourself, your true self, your spirit. And it's like you could do that, you could do that, you could do that. Even if it's not necessary, even if your highest excitement isn't necessarily going up and playing the guitar and like singing or whatever, like your highest excitement could be like dancing, and you could see somebody like doing something that they love, and you can feel that honesty coming from their passion. You can feel that trueness, that selfness, that oneness, that wholeness, that self of completeness from that person being in their passion. And what I'm saying is every single time that you experience that, you're just reminding yourself more and more of your true potential. Every single time you see somebody doing it, that's a reminder for you to know that you are just as capable. Do you know what I mean? Know what I mean, bro?
David, I couldn't have said it more.
Thanks, bro.
I better myself.
Wow. But guys, very kind of you.
Guys, honestly, this is what we're trying to... We're trying to open your eyes. You know, some of you have closed eyes. Some of you already have opened eyes. But for those of you who are having a difficult time opening up your eyes, we're here to help. So give us a call. You know, talk to us for a little bit.
Yeah, do it.
Before we launch the JD Revolution, you have an unbelievable chance to give us a call right now. Email us. Share some of your thoughts. Share some of your thoughts.
Yeah, please. Do that. It's 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You can also get us at davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Yeah. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Listen up, guys. We're going to take a quick 2 minutes and 43 seconds just to check out Davy Crockett. This is Simulated Lives. This is one of the last songs that we released. We're actually in the process of releasing our next song, but just check it out. I'm just trying to put it out there. Also, guys, listen to the lyrics. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
The lyrics and of course the beat. WMDT producer, thank you very much.
Feel the groove.
So check it out, guys. Tell us what you think.
Into the hands of the youth, it's soon June gloom, come upon us when the flowers bloom. When we grow up, we blow up, look at us now. Higher than the angels when they first saw God frown. You're stuck to the ground like another taskmaster. Spellcaster, ink plastered, faster than the fresh MC. Runs away from my vernacular, but hey, still the poet is a rapper. When the beat stacks like the bones on the wing flapper, might snatch a jacket stabbed, and now my thoughts are laughter. I'm a rocket blaster blasting off into space. Hey man, hop on the mothership of masters. It's about a kid's first check with a couple extra zeros. There's something about the first time that he was deemed a hero. Something about the first time the kid got smashed. Face stained with a head paint and a marker mustache. If you must ask, that's madness. Unlike last time I had less. It's fastest when I digress, diverge, now I'm stressed. Tangible, like an oracle giving chloroform. Screaming out SOS, cause man, I'm fucking overboard.
Overboard. Overboard.
Well, it's the same shit that we got when we were young. Days are slow, years are fast. So let me tell you, son, we about to crumble. Rebel rumble, fumble stumble into the next honey's arms that'll make your ego humble. Allow me to jumble the everlasting fire that sits in your mind when she reminds you of desire. So listen, I ain't gonna shove it in your baby's face. I'm just looking out for this whole generation's race.
You think? I'd really appreciate it.
That was pretty good. I loved it.
Thanks a lot, bro. I'm just looking out. Now listen, I ain't gonna shove it in your baby's face, but I'm just looking out for this whole generation's race. That's what it's about, guys.
That's what it's all about, David.
That's just what we're trying to say, man. Oh, and that's why I thought it would be appropriate to play the song, you know what I mean? Because I'm thinking like, well, I mean, like, you know, that's what we're doing, you know, if you listen to the lyric. It's about a kid's first check with a couple extra zeros, something about the first time that he became a hero, something about the first time the kid got smashed, face stained with his head with a head paint and a marker mustache. If you must ask, it's madness. Unlike last time, I had less. It's fastest when I digress, diverge, now I'm stressed. So what I'm saying is what we're saying is like, you know, it's about a revolution. You know, the whole point, the whole desire, the passion that we share, that we have, is dependent upon how, like, it's just like if you guys could just hop in to our brains and see like how important this really is to like to society to understand, even if it's not through JD Revolution, right? That would be awesome. That would be cool. And obviously we're going to try to get a following, and you know, people, we absolutely really love and appreciate all your support. But the whole point about, you know, this is to get people, to get a collective people, a collective society to understand the fact that they really can be and do anything that they want to be and do. It's just, there's been years, centuries of people telling other people that they can't do that, or there's no money in that, or don't even try, or, you know, get a real job. You've heard all those. Yeah. Everybody has. Get a real job. Get something that's actually going to make money.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Do something with your life.
All the
we
time.
Get it. You know, all the time. You hear it on the TV. You hear it.
Parents,
friends, teachers. Okay, and here's the thing. Who are you hearing it from? That's what I want to ask. That's my question. Who are you hearing these things from? People that haven't pursued their excitements? Obviously not. Because, like, if they did, then they would be like, fucking go for it.
No.
Well, we're telling you to fucking go for it.
Go for it.
Because
don't let anyone stop you.
Right? All right?
Pretend that your life is full of hurdles, all right? You got to jump these hurdles, all
right? Right.
All right?
I dig it.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Me too.
It's like a, it's like a 300-meter race with hurdles.
Yeah, exactly.
I did one of those once and placed last. Seriously, and I tripped on a hurdle. It was bad.
Oh, wow.
I was in track for a few years. Yeah, that was a hard race. Well, I don't really like hurdles. No, I'm just playing. But here's, you know, you guys really get the whole point about it, and we just are really trying to stress how important this is. Like I said, there's been for generations, you know, people saying you can't do that, blah blah blah. Get some, you know, find something with real money. But, you know, that's like who? I'm sorry, but who has the right to tell you
what you can and cannot do,
especially when it's coming from a place of true self, true excitement, true laughter? If it puts a fucking smile on your face,
you do it.
Exactly. But one thing that I do want to stress, okay, is there's a lot of people out there that'll use that excuse for negative things, for negative influences. For example, smoking weed puts a smile on my face. You know, that's not true. I mean, like, I'm sure it puts a smile on your face, it puts a smile on everybody's face, you know, I mean, unless you don't like it. But what I'm saying is not that kind of thing, you know, like, or like, ooh, putting other people down makes me feel really good about myself because I'm insecure. No, well, you got to work out your securities and you'll feel a lot better. You won't want to put a smile on your face when you put other people down. Because you won't want to put other people down because you're so secure with yourself and you feel so good. So do you get it? It's all about finding true self. It's all about following true passion, true excitement. And it breaks my heart, man. Like, there, I see men every single day. I work with men every day of my life that, you know, are 35, 40 years old, you know, and they still just, you know, they're on their hands and knees working for, you know, $15 an hour. You know what I mean? And, you know, Josh and I actually used this example the other day when we were talking about JD. We were saying, like, the trash man, you know what I mean? Every county, every community has their local trash man, right? Where does all your trash go? Gets picked up. That's why you pay like $40 a month to have waste management come by and pick up all your trash. Well, what happened, right, somewhere along the way, is this guy needed a job, You know what I mean? I'm sure when this trash man was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, he was not thinking to himself, I want to grow up and be a trash man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And what I, when I say that, I'm not saying that, like, you know, if you don't grow up and become what you wanted to grow up and become when you were 6, then you're not following your excitement. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, like, I'm sure that he had another thing in mind, right? So, but somewhere along the way, you know, finances get rough and blah, 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 and, like, things change. And I'm sure when he was 15, you know, he was like, you know, man, maybe I want to be a rapper. You know what I mean? Okay, so, you know, he wants to be a rap, blah, blah, blah. And then he needs money, so he has to go out and get a job. And then, you know, he gets fired. Or just life happens, man. Shit happens. But what we're trying to say is that, like, you can control for the most part. Now, I understand that, like, this is a touchy thing, you know, like, that we create our own realities and everything that ever happens is simply a product of something in your consciousness. I personally believe that. For other people, you know, absolutely, it is definitely a suspension of disbelief that everything we see is, like, just a product of us. But let's say that's not the case, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say that, like, we still have control over our realities, right? Maybe we don't control everything, but for the most part, we're creating and manifesting and thinking, you know, that can almost be, like, proven through, like, physics and through, like, personal experiences. Tell me that you haven't, like, thought of someone that you haven't talked to in a year, and then they call you, like, a day later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, like, you're driving and you're thinking of somebody, and then all of a sudden, you know, the next day you're driving and they're, like, right there next to you. Like, it's vibrations, it's thoughts, and they're aligning and they're matching up. It's geometry. It's like the whole geometrical prism of physical reality is whatever. That's a different show.
Nicely put.
Thanks, bro. But, like, but through that, what I'm saying is what creates what you're experiencing, right? So this trash guy, whatever, it breaks my heart to see that. It breaks my heart to see a trash man.
Yeah.
Everybody needs a trash man, you know what I mean? But, like,
It limits you.
Now, this trash man may also, I don't know, he could have, like, an album on the side that he's working on, and that's fucking cool. Good for him, you know? He could be an artist, and on Sundays, you know, he sells his art at the local farmer's market or something. You know, you never know. But what I'm saying is, like, people need to believe in themselves more. Our whole thing is we're trying to get you to believe more in yourself.
Yeah.
And along with that, you're helping us believe in ourselves.
Hold your head up high. Constantly be proud of who you are, because each and every human being out there is unique,
totally, is special. There's nobody else like you. Even if you have an exact twin, there's nobody else like you. Don't think those exact same thoughts that your twin does. You
exactly.
know, like, you don't have those same thoughts, emotions, perceptions, experiences, feelings. Like, we are all individual. We are all creative. And think about it this way, okay? This is just something that I like to throw out there. And once again, I understand it's a touchy thing. But my philosophy, personally, is each and every single person is here for a reason. Whether on some, you know, metaphysical astral plane level, like when we die or whatever, like we chose to be here, or whether it just so happened that we're here, one way or another, I believe that everything is in perfect divine right action, and every single person on this planet is here for a specific purpose.
Yes, exactly.
Go. No, please.
I was going to throw another example. A good friend of mine, his name is Eric. His dad pressured him to become a dentist, and now he's going to school to become a dentist.
Okay.
But he's also a musician.
Yes.
He's a DJ, a scratch artist.
Right.
He scratches really well on the ones and twos.
Yeah.
You know, he's really cool.
Right, right.
And on the side, you know, he goes to boxing matches, he sets up his gear, and he plays music while people settle in into their seats and all that cool stuff.
What?
Yeah, he's an excellent musician. You know, I jammed with him, I played trombone with him. It sounded really cool.
That's cool, man.
You know, he has a dream of becoming a dentist, but he also has a creative side to him,
right,
which it made him, it pushed himself to become a DJ.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
So, dude, it was
That's
I thought that was really cool. Yeah.
That's amazing, dude. That's totally cool. Right, you know, on. I think that's a wonderful note to close the show on.
DJ Riddle.
It's so sad.
Look him up. He's on YouTube. DJ Riddle.
Check out DJ Riddle for sure. Eric is an absolutely phenomenal scratch artist.
Yeah.
Guys, this has been such an inspiring, to say the least, episode of Dave's Good Vibration Station. Once again, this is LA Talk Radio, the most listened to, world's most listened to internet talk radio station.
Thank you guys so much.
My co-host Josh, I love you, buddy.
I love you too, Dave.
I want to thank everybody for supporting the Vibration Station. Also, you can check us out on Facebook, Dave's Good Vibration Station. Check out LA Talk Radio. Check out Davey Crockett. Check out JM Media.
Ha ha.
And we'll keep you updated on the JD Revolution. Always sending you love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter on your Sunday. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye. Peace out.